The King's Arrival, a humble entrance for a humble man. The next day, a vast crowd of those who had come to the Passover feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And as they went, they kept shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he, and praise to him who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus, having found a young donkey, rode on it, just as it is written in the Scriptures, "Do not fear, O daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." John 12, verses 12 through 15. Jesus turned the world upside down and constantly defied worldly customs, habits, and expectations, especially those of the Jewish priesthood and religious community. In this passage, we see Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The crowds greeted him with shouts of "Hosanna," which means "Save now," or "Please save." Jesus, the King of the Jews, or Messiah, had arrived. His arrival was accompanied by crowds of excited fans and believers who threw palm branches along his path. Yes, Jesus rode on the back of a donkey. That's it, no more fanfare. There were no gold-plated chariots pulled by teams of prancing, highly decorated horses, a royal guard of angels marching in full armor, accompanying dignitaries or city officials waving at the crowd, or formal announcements and pre-planned activities designated in his honor. He came just the way he was supposed to come, so that Scripture might be fulfilled, riding on the back of a donkey. It really doesn't matter how he came. What matters is that he came. He came to preach the gospel, the good news, that we might have salvation. He came to redeem us and reconcile us with God. He came to teach and show us how to express love and forgiveness. He came to save us from sin and bondage. He came to give us abundance, wholeness, health, peace, and joy. As a Christian, I am comforted to know that Jesus Christ, our King's arrival, is still celebrated after 2,000 years. His arrival, life, death on the cross, and resurrection changed the world for millions of believers for all eternity. Child of God, aren't you glad he came? Lord, thank you for Jesus' arrival, that Scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus, I kneel before you as the King, Savior, and Lord of my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.